I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back coming around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, that I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
And I love that song. Oh, that's great. Now, you've made it part of your mission to bring social consciousness to certain issues. Why is that?
Well, when I first started in music, I got into it backwards. I started writing poetry about things that were important to me, and gradually I picked up a guitar and started working with musicians. But I would play on the street, you know, and as a musician today, I still play on the street, and I travel to countries all around the world, and I get to meet people and see things that change me. And so I want to put that into my songs. And really, I mean, if there is one message, is that I believe that the earth is one country and we are all citizens. And so as that, we have a responsibility to each other, and we also have a responsibility to this planet.
So one of the big issues that you've taken up is the environment. Why is that?
You know, if you ever look at a photograph of Earth from outer space, you see this, like, globe flying through space, and it looks so beautiful. And I think that there's no better reason to want to protect the Earth other than the fact that because it is beautiful. And if you also look at Earth from outer space, you see the human effects, the scars that we've left on the Earth. You also see the potential that we have to protect this very thin layer that we call our atmosphere, this tiny membrane that protects us from radiation. It gives us the air that we need.
So tell me why you became involved with the Envision Partnership and how that came about.
Well, I think that these issues that we're facing today with the environment are not going to be solved by just governments or scientists. We need the resources of governments. We need the best that science has to offer. But we also need the cooperation of the corporate world. We need people on the streets of everyday life to be using their dollars and their spending power to make a difference. We also need the wisdom of indigenous people in order to help us have a greater understanding of life and the ways to sustain it. And so we need everybody. And so bringing filmmakers, songwriters, storytellers together with the scientists, with the graphs, with the science, with the information, and with the United Nations is a great way of projecting this message beyond, you know, the closed doors of the scientific world and out into the street.
And what's next for you in terms of getting the word out about the environment, and what's next for you when it comes to your music?
Well, I've just finished a kid's book. It's called Where in the World is a Way, and it's about two kids who are drinking a bottle of juice. And when they finish with it, they think, oh, we're going to throw the bottle away. And so they're about to throw it in the pond, and one kid says to the other kid, you can't throw it in the pond. That's not a way. There's, like, frogs and fish and things that live there. And we can't throw it over the hill because there's a forest there and there's all these animals there. We can't just leave it here on the street where it's going to, you know, break and hurt our feet in the city. We have to do something with it, you know. And so this crow comes along in the book and teaches them about recycling and how to reduce and reuse. But really the idea behind the book is that there's nowhere in the world that's away. There's only somewhere else. And I think that's a message that we all need to be aware of in our life every day, that what we use here doesn't just go away. It goes somewhere else. And that somewhere else could be our front yard. It could be someone else's front yard.
If I could see Earth from outer space, through all of the stars, through the human race, to all of the people in the streets that I walk through. If I could see Earth from outer space, through all of the stars, through the human race, no matter where I go, I still come back to you, you, you. No matter where I go, I still come back to you. If I could fly, 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 so high, so high, out in the clouds, even higher than the sky, zoom, zooming in upon the world going by. When I see people in the cities, in the villages and squares, selling in the marketplaces, dancing everywhere. When I see ladies in the music, party in one hand, the teenage soldiers with the guns up in the air. Would I see a hitness of the species that are gone? Would I be a witness to the world dropping bombs? Would I see the rainforest, Amazon?